Only stable, rich and powerful states can commission great art and architecture, which, unlike text or language, can be instantly understood by anyone, very valuable in multilingual empires. But whereas in Rome, Christianity was soon imposed as the exclusive religion of the empire, for the Gupta kings, worship of the Hindu gods was always only one of the ways in which the divine could be apprehended and embraced. This is a world that seems to be at ease with complexity, happy to live with many truths, and indeed to proclaim them all as an official part of the state. And we can glimpse something of the richness of this Gupta religious landscape through two gold coins. I'm in the study room of our coins and medals department, and in front of me I've got two coins of the Indian king Kumaragupta I, who ruled from AD 414 to 455, and the two coins that show very different aspects of this king's religious life. They're each almost exactly the size of a one-penny coin, but they're made of solid gold, and like all small gold objects, they sit quite heavily in the hand. On the first coin, where you'd normally expect to see the king, there's a horse, a magnificent standing stallion. He's decorated with ribbons, and a great pennant flutters over his head. And around the coin, in Sanskrit, is the inscription that translates, King Kumaragupta, the supreme lord who has conquered his enemies.